This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Chris and Colleen. And let's talk more about the economy with Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner, who comes in once a month, although we've been talking more frequently lately with the crisis going on. You have the monthly report on housing numbers, but you're saying that this is going to carry a huge asterisk. So what effects of the virus are we seeing in those numbers, Matthew?
Well, and that's the thing, Dave. Well, firstly, good morning to you. When we look at that, obviously, it's an aggregate number for the month of March. And clearly, a lot of things happened in the month between the virus and then the governor essentially shutting down the ability for brokers to sell residential real estate. Then towards the end of the month, allowing them to massive swings. And so when you think about it in that respect, you have to really kind of look at a lot of the activity and take it with a pinch of salt. Obviously, listings across the Tri-County area were down fairly significantly. However, home prices were up, again, continuing a trend we've seen in the last several months. But if there is one thing which you can actually look at and say, well, this is interesting, is the fact that pending sales were down significantly. I mean, double digits in King County, over 17%, Snohomish 15%, and roughly 11% in Pierce. And that does make sense given the quite extraordinary events that we saw in March.
Now, you say housing prices are up. If a lot of people are losing their jobs, though, is that sustainable? Because don't housing prices track with the median income of an area?
Well, they do. And you're absolutely right. But when you look at where we are today, clearly when this event happened, when a lot of people were laid off, you have to look at the types of jobs that were laid off. For a majority, certainly not all, they're in leisure and hospitality and retail. A lot, about 80% of those jobs were in households. It's going to hit the rental market harder than the ownership market. That said, obviously, if you own a store that was closed, then clearly you are likely a homeowner. So because of that, the government entered a program called forbearance, which essentially means you can postpone or actually not pay your mortgage service provider up for a certain period of time until we get through this. So I think the belief that we're going to see a collapse in the housing market is inappropriate, but it would not surprise me to see home price growth for the year as a whole certainly be slower than my initial forecast that I put out in January.
Okay, now looking to the effects of that on the economy, I keep hearing these terms, forbearance or rent forgiveness. But the economy is a circle, right? Once you start breaking the chain, there's this cascading domino effect. If the servicer doesn't get paid, then the bank doesn't get paid. If the bank doesn't get paid, the bank can't loan money to new businesses. I mean, who ends up holding the bag in this game of musical chairs?
Well, and you kind of have to look at that, how the mortgage market works. Almost half of mortgages are actually backed by government-sponsored entities, and those are Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. So what you said is absolutely right. If I'm not paying, hypothetically, my mortgage to the mortgage service provider, that mortgage service provider still is on the hook. Mortgages are packaged together, securitized, essentially, and sold to the secondary markets. Now, that's okay if it is a mortgage that's backed by one of these government-sponsored entities. However, if it's not, which again is over half the mortgage market, that could be a problem further down the road, because then that argues whether these mortgage companies are suitably capitalized to allow them to pay the bondholder at the end of the day.
So if that's the case, let's just talk about these federally backed mortgages. That means money out of the federal treasury, which, and they can print it, that's fine. But I keep asking this question of the other financial people I talk to. My economics textbook told me that if you start printing money on the kind of scale we're talking about here, at some point, inflation starts to go to Venezuelan levels. And yet I'm told, no, that's not going to happen. If anything, the threat is deflation. So where do you stand on that?
And I think whoever it was you've been speaking to is actually very accurate. And my concern is actually more of a deflation than inflation. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers because when you turn essentially the printing pressures on, immediately we do think about Venezuela and running at, what, 36,000% inflation. I'm looking at swap rates right now, which is the inflation expectations the next 5 years, 1.3%, not bad. 10-year break-even inflation, right, at just rate rather, just over 1%. So right now we're not seeing it. However, in the short term, we're going to see pent-up demand when we get through this, and therefore that can be, when you have pent-up demand, that can be inflationary. However, inflation in the U.S. has been essentially steady since the Second World War.
Where do you stand then on how deep this recession is going to be and whether it actually goes to a depression? My sense is that you can't go on for like 18 months like this. You've got to start figuring out a way to reopen within 1 or 2 months, don't you?
Yes, you do. You're absolutely right. So when we look at it in terms of, a lot of associates of mine, we talk about where GDP is going to be running. The second quarter is going to be extraordinary. When I say extraordinary, we could see a contraction annualized of anywhere between 25 and 32%.
Wow.
It's really, it is a massive drop. Now, where we're starting to see some variation is if we believe, and again, economists have to follow what the epidemiologists are saying, that we are going to restart the country again in the course of the next couple of months. That then suggests that the third quarter, I'm a bit more negative. I think third quarter will still be negative. However, we all agree that it will be positive in the fourth quarter at a figure of around 4%. If I am correct, and if most analysts out there are in sync with each other, that does mean we have had a recession, i.e. two negative quarters of GDP, Q2 and Q3. However, yes, you're right. The country has to restart. If this does carry on, if we are shelter in place through the summer, then essentially all bets are off.
Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner. Matthew, thank you very much.